This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Blazers had their chances. Within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth, New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye, and they are alive and kicking. And now the series to Game 6 in Indy, with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
Kevin Harlan, Game 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals is tomorrow night. Mike Chauvin, the Bulldog here, joined now by Sam Panayotovich, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon weekdays on the BetMGM network, the Odyssey app, and our, the Bet 1520. Unless there's like a Bisons game in the morning. But like that, there was yesterday.
Kids'
Day.
Yep.
Sam, what's the last minor league baseball game you've attended?
Oh, geez. I went to a Fisher Cats game. That's in New Hampshire, probably 2 years ago. Let's see, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Yeah, 2022, one of my best friends out of Chicago was pitching in the Cardinals organization, and he stopped through. I drove about an hour and 45. It was Taco Tuesday at the ballpark, guys.
Wow. Oh, you love that. That's a Blue Jays team, isn't it? Isn't that where, like, Guerrero was?
And, yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I got a buddy that lives in the area that goes to Fisher Cats games pretty regularly, in fact.
I wonder if they were one of the 47 teams that asked John Oliver to rebrand them. Fisher Cats? I don't know. Sam, I'm not bragging. I just thought maybe you'd enjoy this. I made two bets today.
Okay, what do you got?
New England to make the playoffs at plus 155. Bulldog and I ran through their schedule yesterday, and it seemed like 10 wins is very plausible there. So we'll see if that happens and if that's enough. And maybe not as interesting, Kyren Williams to score fewer than 11.5 touchdowns for the Rams at like even money.
You have to sit with that one for a while.
Come on.
Well, the Patriots.
Let's see some Jarquez Hunter or even Blake Corum this year.
I love a good running back under, because running backs get hurt all the time. And people always complain, well, you know, you could bet the under, right? Like, everybody bets the over, and then a guy plays six games and doesn't hit. And it's like, well, if he didn't get hurt, well, you can bet the under, believe it or not. Now, quick follow-up on the Patriots bet. Was this before or after Diggs was passing out drugs on the boat?
This is after, yeah.
This was today.
This is today, yes.
I don't hear everything immediately, but I heard that one the other day. So, yes, I did. I don't know. He's not even healthy yet. Not worried about it.
Yeah, the drug's on the boat, Sam. Come on. What's the big deal?
Allegedly.
It's all good.
I get what you're saying. It's May. But what if these things are repeatable, you know? Like, I don't know. We talked a couple weeks ago about the Patriots, and you guys played a clip of Adam Schefter saying that they're going to be a sneaky team.
Yes.
the win total is 8.5. I mean, they're essentially on the cusp of being a playoff team to begin with. I just don't know about the offense, guys. I don't. I think defensively they're a lot better. They certainly overpaid to shore up that side of the ball, and those Vrabel teams in Tennessee were always very good on defense. I still have some concerns about the quarterback, and I don't know that they were able to fix the offensive line. Now, they addressed it, but you got a rookie starting at left tackle, a second-year quarterback without a lot of weapons to begin with. I mean, they got Mac Hollins and Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's not exactly the greatest receiver room in the league. I'm sorry. And now you're going to hand the backfield off potentially to a rookie running back. That's a lot of rookie there, guys. I don't think I agree with you. I'm sorry.
I should have just called you then, because I wouldn't have to worry about the VIC.
I feel somewhat partially responsible here for this, Sam, because like Mike indicated, we ran through their schedule late in yesterday's show, and trying to be like fair, objective about it, not jerky, I think I got them to 10 wins. It's not a real hard schedule.
Can I say to that too, please? It's also that the first half of it is really easy. So we did this yesterday, as you're saying, and we got them to 6-2.
Right.
And then I can maybe hedge a little bit, right? At that point, if I'm 6-2, then what are my odds of missing the playoffs at that point? That's one of the reasons I picked New England, because I think they'll start well. So there's that.
One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be wrong. That's the way it goes. Right. I do think, though, because I'll be honest, I don't really study the schedules like that. I just don't. I think it's a waste of time because injuries change everything. I did this last year with the Texans, right? I went under on the Texans. I'm like, oh, my God, look at all these quarterbacks they face, and then all of them got hurt. So they just faced a bunch of backup quarterbacks all year. CJ Stroud was good last year. He was great his rookie year. But they were facing – I mean, they missed out on Dak and Rodgers, and, like, Tua was hurt. So the schedule game could all swing on team's health. I think – what's interesting, though, Mike, if you're right about this early part of the schedule, you could be in a spot where you could be holding over 8.5. You bet over 8.5, right? Is that the bet?
Playoffs.
Oh, make the playoffs. Okay, yeah. So you could essentially free roll the Patriots if they start 6-2. And then, right. I mean, they're going to be at that point, they'd be minus 400 or 450 to make. And then you could take plus 375 on the no and kick your feet up. That is a decent plan of attack. I will tell you, though, I'm looking at the board right now in week number one. The wise guys are coming in, and they're betting the Raiders. They're taking the points week one against the Pats.
What is it, 3?
It is 3 at a couple shops right now. I saw 4 when it opened. So, I mean, that's a couple pops to move that market in the end of May, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's some decent money from players that win. I see a 2.5 at Pinnacle right now.
That's a sneaky big game. For a wild card. I mean, both teams are hoping to make that jump, right, and maybe even expecting to. Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel. You're not rebuilding anymore when you do that. That's a sneaky big week one game for this. So even just 1 week alone, I might be in notably better shape if I get a win there.
Sam, not like we need a reason to talk about the division the Bills are in on a daily basis, but we spent some time on the Dolphins yesterday too, because the report that they were looking maybe to trade Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh dropped right as we were starting our show and captured our attention, and we ended up talking about that for, I don't know, almost the first hour, I feel like, Miami and what's going on there. I think the league at large, like people talking about the league, seem down on Miami. I'm in that group. I think Miami is going the wrong way. What do you think?
I don't know about the coach. I was big on him, too. I bet him for coach of the year 2 years ago. And at one point in the season, he was favored. And I don't know what the hell happened last year. It looked like he regressed. It looked like he got too cute. I remember vividly coming on this show a week after I had bet them, and he had Achan, and who was the other back? Was it Mostert last year?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were running for 5 yards a pop, and on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, he went fullback wham on both plays, and the fullback fumbled on 4th down. And he outsmarts himself all the time, and I wonder in that room how he's received. I don't know. I'm just, like, pontificating about this. I wonder if some of those guys in that room are like, all right, this guy's got to go. Because he does give the vibes of a coach that came in hot. Everybody was you know, putting him on this pedestal. And if you look at the trajectory of him there, it's really good out of the gate, and it's gotten worse. That is a guy that, you know, some people have these markets at some of their books. First coach fired. I would be very interested in a piece of a Mike McDaniel first coach fired bet. I think that has combustibility written all over it. And once you lose Tyreek Hill, the whole thing could fall apart.
I haven't looked at that one yet, but I want to now. Sam Panayotovich on the Western Hotline. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Here's another future NFL futures thought, although I'm not sure you can literally or exactly bet this. Looking at the AFC and NFC championship odds today, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, not in that order, by the way, are right together. Plus 350, BetMGM, plus 350, plus 350, plus 375. Cincinnati is fourth at plus 1,000. That's a pretty big jump or fall. What would you bet, either of you, between one of Chiefs, Bills, Ravens win the AFC or everyone else, the field?
What city am I in right now?
Ashland, Massachusetts.
You trying to get me there, Shope? I know what you're doing. I mean... We talked about this. I think it was last week or the week before. This is the year. This has to be the year for Buffalo. I would bet them of the three. And you're talking to somebody who for the last 5 years has bet Kansas City every August to win the Super Bowl. Last 6 years, actually, because they have three wins in the game, two losses in the game, and then they were a 7-point favorite against Cincinnati AFC title game. So that bet has literally made me a lot of money and put me in great spots. Like, I could take the other team in the Super Bowl, or I could have taken the Bengals plus seven, Bengals money line. That Chief bet has put me in a great spot. And here I am finding myself on the Bills this
You're
year.
Off it.
I think it's time to flip. Yeah, I'm probably going to hate myself when the Chiefs beat the Bills again. But I think this is the year, guys. And I didn't say that last year.
No.
I'm saying that this year.
I hope we haven't in some way subliminally massaged your brain in such a way that you feel compelled to bet the Bills just because you enjoy doing this with us or something. I don't want any responsibility for it. I would also bet the Bills.
But I'm asking if you would take those three teams or the field.
I would take those three teams over the field, yes.
Yeah, oh, please. I mean, the field, those three together – would I don't even know what the price would be. Minus 1500 or something?
That like high?
I mean
okay.
It has to be. I mean who else is knocking on the door? I don't know who. Like, if I was having a draft, it's obviously 1, 2, 3, those three that you mentioned, but nobody else really scares me.
Okay.
I was laughing. I thought of you guys actually this morning cuz I saw this. There was a sports book that tweeted out that a bettor in Illinois wagered $100 on the Bills to have the worst record in the NFL. It is 750-1. It would pay $75,000. I think that's a horrible bet, though.
Would you put 10 on it? If not 100?
No. No. Would you?
No.
No, I wouldn't do that.
On either. This radio station? No.
The fourth team, Sam, that that comes to mind to me, maybe I'm still spooked by a playoff loss from 3 years ago now, but I feel like there's a good team in there in the Bengals. And I mean, certainly the offense is explosive. I want to trust that they'll figure out how to not just be absolute, it's a broken dam on defense. They got to get Hendrickson figured out, obviously, but I feel like that's the next team that I would think of.
They're fourth.
Great offense, no doubt. Great offense. Question mark on defense. So if questions are answered and holes are shored up, yeah, I get it. I mean, they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, undoubtedly, and the weapons are all there on offense. That's going to be like the equivalent of a beer league softball team. They're going to have to win every game 35-31 or something like that. I don't forecast many times that I'll be looking to bet an under on a Bengals game. Now, the books will always catch up. You never want to blind bet anything.
Yeah.
I haven't been following Hendrickson. I did notice it was a week ago or maybe 10 days ago where he was basically saying, like, I don't want to be here in so many words. And now I got like all my Bears buddies back home who are saying Super Bowl, those morons. They're all, so go get Hendrickson. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that, yeah, that will make them a Super Bowl contender. But that, I mean, didn't they lose? It was either three or four games last year. They scored 35 points and lost. That can't happen.
There was some of that. Let's get around a little bit here. Sam Paniatovich, our guest, wouldn't be a segment with Sam if we didn't at least once mention the Rockies. The Rockies on this May 30th, I mean, we're 2 months in, are still sitting at 9 wins. They are 22 games out of third on May 30th.
They're gonna finish, I'm going to call it right now, they are going to finish 60 games out of fourth. That's my prediction.
Wow. Yeah, they're quite a ways back from fourth, as you'd expect with a record like that, 9 wins in 2 months.
Wow.
I think I saw from you this morning that you're on the Pacers, -3.5. Want maybe like sort of an eye roll reason to oppose that? Maybe the obvious one is, and I really would ask your opinion of this, I'm not really giving you a serious one myself, really. It's that Indiana and Oklahoma City is the final. I mean, come on, give me the Knicks and the points in game 6. Give me to Monday night.
If David Stern was still here,
yes,
I would agree with you. I don't think Adam Silver is one of those guys. I thought all along the Pacers were a better team. Fox asked me to make a pick, and I went, oh, great, there's nothing like making a pick on something you don't like. But I did land on the Pacers, and it was +140 at the time I bet it. So I'm a little biased here. I'm coming from a position where I need them to win. So I think this is their best shot. I will say this, if you think the Knicks can do it, again, I never want to speak in absolutes. So, I mean, I like the Pacers. Doesn't mean they're going to win. I just think they're the better team. And playing at home, they're going to get back to the basics. They're going to run. They're going to gun. They're going to get up and down the court. And they're going to wear the Knicks out. That's my MO, at least, or that's my prediction. But I think something that we discussed in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I think this would have been 2 weeks ago, when Bulldog asked me about Toronto and Florida, and I said, I kind of like Florida to win game 7. I think if you like the Knicks, you bet the series. You could bet the points, I guess. You could take 3.5. People are grown men, grown women. They can do whatever they want. But I think if the Knicks win tomorrow, they win it in 7. And that's a nice way to put it in a plus price. You could probably get the Knicks. I'm going to guess it's could be like 275 or 3-1 to win the series. That's probably not a bad idea if you like the Knicks. Because if they win 6, they got all the momentum going back 7. Going back home. That's going to be a tough building to win in game 7.
Your Florida thesis, though, was that, you know, Toronto evens it up and then Florida wins on the road, which is what happened there. But, you know, maybe like enough of a better team. You wouldn't see that for Indiana?
No, I don't like them. I think they would be so rattled by not delivering that knockout blow, because you got to knock these teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Out, and they they have every opportunity here tomorrow, and I feel like it's going to escape them if they don't take care of business tomorrow. So if you like the Knicks, sure, take the points. But if the Knicks, I'm going to call that, if the Knicks win tomorrow, they're going to win it in Game 7.
Okay.
You got to pour one out for my long shot four-team championship bet, Sam. It was a lonely moment when I logged into my app this morning and saw no active bets, because that has been keeping me company since mid-February when I bet $10 on the Thunder, the Stars, the Mets, and the Bills to all win titles in their leagues, and my Dallas Stars just could not get there. Edmonton looks hot. What do you have you looked at what the Cup Final looks like, and do you have a lean at this point?
McDavid looks possessed, Bulldog. Yeah. I don't need to tell you. I mean, good grief. And they keep circumventing a lot of issues on defense. I mean, they're missing one of their best defensemen. The goalie has been – actually, he's been good as of late, but he's super hit or miss. Thing is, you can't take the puck away from those guys. That's the problem. I mean, they just out-possess you, and they make you work so hard on D to get the puck back. Yeah. And you know, when they come at you on that power play, good grief. I mean, forget about it. I was watching a lot of that series because I had Dallas, too, in a parlay that is now dead. So we're partners there in parlay terms. I was watching Dallas struggle to get three shots on a power play. Right. And Edmonton's getting three with every cycle. And you're like, oh, my goodness, this is a heavyweight against a cruiserweight. I mean, if you commit a penalty against Edmonton, they bury you. And that's what happened to Dallas. I mean, I turned the game on last night. It's 2-0 Oilers.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And then, you know, you're not going to catch them when they're going. So I hope McDavid wins. I had a buddy that texted me last night. I needed Dallas. And he goes, yeah, good luck getting through the Michael Jordan of hockey. And I thought, damn, he's right. Like, there's no way they're going to come back and win the series. And you knew right away. I hope Edmonton wins. I'm pulling for them. I didn't make a bet, but I would go Oilers. It's like -115. It's a coin flip series.
Yeah.
But McDavid looks like he's ready for coronation.
They're home this year, unlike last year, for the best of seven. And I thought it was interesting that McDavid was even money to win the Conn Smythe, but Draisaitl was +750. Is there really, Bulldog, that much of a gap between the two?
I haven't kept track of the points, but I mean, McDavid won it with, I think, 34 assists last year, and he's going to get close to that again. So
they could lose again, and he could win it again anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Pretty good.
But that is a big gap, those two guys, because Draisaitl could just go off too. Yeah.
So McDavid's got 26 points. Draisaitl has 25. The number one scorer on Florida is Barkov. He's got 17. So McDavid is almost 10 points up on Barkov.
The 1995 Pacers up 3-1 against the Knicks. Lost 5 in New York, lost 6 at home, and then won it in Game 7 in New York. I'm sure that's really important to point out that 30 years ago when these same two teams played. And David Stern was the commissioner. Indiana took it. All right, Sam. Yes?
If I was going to be a meatball, I'd say that wouldn't have happened if Jordan didn't go play baseball. That's,
you know, maybe right. Exciting weekend plans at all?
No, I got nothing. I'm going to be in the garden. She goes, I need 3 hours in the garden. I go, oh, great. Here we go.
Enjoy it.
The 3 hours. That's a joke. It's going to be 8.
I never, well.
Right?
We'll find out. It's never.
I'll send pictures.
It's never what I want to do, but I can tell myself to get into it and just find things about working outside that I like, and it helps. So if you need that, feel free to take it. Sam, you're welcome. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your weekend. Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Check him out, the Odyssey app, or the Bet 1520 weekday mornings with Joe Ostrowski. That's right now. That's last weekend to the big garden store, like I mentioned, we did that, planting flowers and digging and mulching and all that exciting stuff.
I believe my wife got flowers that are supposed to be for the hollowed out tree stump planter thing that I'm creating. So that's my day tomorrow. That is, that's it. All right. As early as it's okay to run a power drill outside, That's where I'll be. Can't wait.
Your neighbors are being warned right now.
I'll wait till the approach. I'm not going to start up at, you know, I'll wait until 10 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm not going to get out there before that.
I think it's good to add an hour on the weekends. I think it's 9
yeah,
on a, for lawnmower.
On a Monday through Friday, sure. Yeah.
And then 10 on the weekends?
Yeah.
That's what I've...
That's always been my rule of thumb.
I like it.
Yeah.
Coming up, Connor Rogers. We'll talk some more NFL with him. Paul Hamilton will join us later in the show. The Sabres hire former Blue Jackets GM Jarmo Kekäläinen to their front office, and we'll, again, get back to that later this afternoon. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.